Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free For All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. There's been a lot going on the last couple of weeks. 877-895-5410. February 27th of 2015, CSC Talk Radio celebrated 1,000 shows. Today is January 27th, 2017, and we will celebrate, probably not in a big way, I don't see any cake or candy or flowers coming in here, but 1,500 shows, which I'm very excited about. Each show right now in this last year, is an accomplishment that we make it one more day. Life. I want to talk about the sanctity of life today a little bit while I wait on your calls. As we witnessed a disgusting display of vulgarity and selfishness last Saturday, today we will see a march for life, and it will be a totally different atmosphere, I can assure you. You know that I'm an advocate for life. Women who are about choice say it's their body, and no one else should tell them what to do with it. But I say, you know, act responsibly. Accept the consequences of your actions. But don't murder to save your lifestyle. Planned Parenthood needs to be defunded. Taxpayers should not be forced to pay for abortions. Planned Parenthood clinics do not have prenatal care. Did you know that? They don't have prenatal care for patients. They are strictly about ending lives. Abortion is not health care. Abortion is not a contraceptive. Abortion is a dangerous medical procedure that ends a life. Selfish liberals and Democrats such as Hillary Clinton say the unborn has no constitutional rights. This nation has a heart problem. And if you want to know how sick we really are, go back and watch the speeches and the behavior and the signs of the women's march against Donald Trump last Saturday. Obviously, these females never had a grandmother teaching them the proper way to behave like a lady. Is this lost in women today? In a world that boasts, if it feels good, do it, are we really all that selfish? Modesty for both the men and women seems to be a thing of the past. This is Free For All Friday, like I said, and I want to honor life today. And let's talk in a positive way if we can. I know there's an awful lot that's not positive about abortion. So how can we honor life, all lives? Did you watch, another question for me to put out to you today, did you watch the presidential interviews this week? One by ABC and one by Sean Hannity of Fox, of President Donald Trump. I thought they were very interesting. I thought Trump did a great job of holding his own on the interviews. And, somebody on Twitter was saying they're watching and they really like what they see so far, but they're not going to trust him till he changes. Well, what does he need to change? I don't want him to change his crazy personality, because I think that's part of the appeal to the American people, because he sits down and talks like we would and says things off the cuff that maybe if you stopped and thought about it a little bit, you wouldn't say. Maybe that's not presidential, but it's human. He's a businessman. We probably will not like everything he's going to do in the future. But we will have to watch how it plays out with our economy and our jobs. Right now, it looks very positive. We're watching a fury in the in Congress with the hearings over his administration, his cabinet's approval, which I'm a little disgusted by, but not surprised at all. Well, speaking of life, I want to share something with you that was sent to me in an email to this week. It says, good morning, Beth. I would like to share something with you that you are welcome to share with your listeners. Our listeners. But first, I will give you some background information. Gavin is our 18-year-old son who has autism. He is nonverbal, so he uses a letter board and an iPad app to communicate. My wife, Cindy, has homeschooled Gavin for over 5 years. Gavin always amazes us with the profound insight in most anything that you ask him about. The Holy Spirit, he says, has given Gavin a strong Christian faith. He loves to share his faith with others. Cindy does daily devotions with Gavin, both in the morning and in the evening. Our church has a service once a month for children with special needs. Besides going to that, Gavin attends every Sunday school morning service as well, along with his classes of catechism during the week and special needs Bible study once a month. Cindy takes Gavin to an independent learning college, WILC, he says, 3 times a week, along with music and other activities. Gavin learned to communicate through a system called Rapid Prompting Method. The past 16 years have been busy and often difficult for both Cindy and myself. Gavin is the youngest of the 5 children we have been blessed with, and Cindy always believed that Gavin could achieve, but I must admit that I often had doubts. Gavin has received no vaccination since we found out he is autistic. We do our best to watch his diet. Most of all, we have avoided all sorts of psychotropic drugs. Gavin says, I am drug-free and glad to be me. But last week, Gavin watched the inauguration when he was at WILC. He was asked what he thought of it, and Gavin was also very aware of all the protesting that had been going on. Afterwards, Cindy asked him what he thought of it all. What a blessing this young man is to all that he comes in contact with. And his answers to that, I don't know if I'll have a chance here in this time. But Gavin, it says, that he watched the inauguration at his school, and when he was asked, these were the questions. Gavin, it was historic. That's his answer. The people of the world need to settle down and give this man a chance. Groups make bad choices should be held accountable. There is no reason to be rude and vandalize places. It is people like that that make the world mean-spirited. We need to work together to make this world a better place. This is a young man. He's 18 years old. He's autistic. He communicates with his tablet. So he types and communicates because he cannot verbally communicate. So the question again was, you wanted to leave the room while watching this. Why? And we're going to go into a break here, so I want to kind of stop at this point because I want to read this to you. It amazes me, the children with special needs, how loving and caring and what a blessing they are into every life that they touch. It humbles us to realize how ungrateful we are who have it so easy sometimes. Gavin is a special needs. He's not really a child anymore. He's 18. But what wonderful parents he has had to bring him up the way they have. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. I want to finish this up, but your calls are welcome, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I want to honor life today, if at all possible, if we can. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. My satellite provider was the last to support the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. Come late spring 2017, the change will be instituted to XDS receivers. This is not a choice. This is a must, a do-or-die situation for CSC Talk Radio. CSC Talk Radio is fighting for rural America. Nationally syndicated means CSC Talk Radio is heard on stations across this nation. $40,000 is needed for satellite receivers. An additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade and make compatible my studio equipment. It has been my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. I need your support and I need your rescue now to keep CSC Talk Radio on the air. Please donate GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. Keep CSC Talk Radio alive and let's continue to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was sharing with you a letter from a listener. He sent it in an email to me about his son who's 18 years old and has autism. And he watched the inauguration. Now, his son, Gavin, he communicates electronically through his tablet, is my understanding, because he is nonverbal. So when I left you going into the commercial, I had a little teaser there. The next question to Gavin was, you wanted to leave the room while watching this. Why? And Gavin says, it made me sad that people have so little respect for authority. They make fun of everyone by trying to bring them down instead of lifting them up with kindness. My heart bleeds for President Trump's son to see such hate from people toward his father. I think it would be wiser to show love towards others instead of hate. This world needs a wake-up call. There is too much corruption. It was absolutely beautiful to hear prayer being done at this event. God is all wonderful, and he needs to be part of this world he made. President Trump will make sure God is among us again. There are many things that people are against, like religion. Love is the most important thing. God is love. Evil doers do not show love. They show hatred. If they do try to show love, it is not genuine. This world needs more love. The moment President Trump put his hand on the Bible, I knew that things will change in this world. And the question again was, anything else? And Gavin says, I have been praying hard for people in this world to turn their hate into love. Love will change the world for the better. Hate will continue to make it worse. A better world should be what we are all striving for. I think we need to show love and kindness to everyone we meet. God's love rules the world. He is the king of the world. And this is coming from an 18-year-old who is autistic, and he cannot communicate verbally. He has to communicate through his electronic device, through a tablet or computer or something. They finish this off and say that Cindy is involved, that's his mother, is involved with voluntary organization for those families whose lives have been touched by autism, and they give a website, AutismSolutionPieces.com. AutismSolutionPieces.com. I thought it was very touching that this young man says he prays that those who have hate would have love. You know, I had a caller last week, Granny, I think it was last week, maybe it was the week before, saying we all need to show a little more love and kindness, and she said, including me, meaning myself, Beth, and we do. I try to be gentle, but you know, sometimes I get upset. What those ladies did, and I use the word ladies loosely, in their march, the vulgarity of the things that they said, the signs that they wrote, were horrible, in my view. But what really broke my heart were the young women and the little girls there to witness that. What will happen to those young women and little girls? You know, I have the spot I've been running for a long time on the Red Ribbon campaign. Now, the money actually comes to me. It just pays for the T-shirts and such. I don't have any revenue that I don't have any avenue or revenue, either one, that I actually give to another organization that is actually advocates on the ground with boots on the ground against abortion and for life. I am a voice on the air is what I simply am. Right now, I'm having this fundraiser, the GoFundMe, to try and stay on the air with my satellite changes. This won't be a totally bad thing if we get it done, because it'll give more options to my stations and to me with my advertisers, as I hope I will grow. And when that happens, you know, if we need to get one message to one state and a different message to another, we can split those commercials. So it'll give more marketing choices out there. And if there is legislation like we had with Mindy yesterday, and there's something going on in Indiana and we want to get that message out to Indiana, it'll just go to the stations I have there in Indiana or another state, you know, whatever the case may be. So my GoFundMe, I've been trying to do different, let people know. I just posted on Facebook and put it out on Twitter. That's all I have, the options I have. I'm going to put it out on the website as well. I've lost my website manager, so I'm kind of in a bad way there. So y'all pray me up on that one, that I can get that taken care of. But I have been an advocate for life. And I had these T-shirts and these wristbands and the ribbons. And this actually came from someone listening to the show. This was her idea. I'm the one who came up with the design, and I'm the one who came up with the slogan, Cries from the Womb. Basically, they're a memorial to those babies we've lost. We talk about, in this election, the forgotten American. Who's been more forgotten than those babies who have been thrown away? So my GoFundMe promotion for life is to offer, for a $200 donation, to offer two T-shirts, two wristbands, and 20 of the ribbons to hand out. Now, You can buy the shirts a lot cheaper than $200, that's for sure. But this is just for the GoFundMe. I want those who have maybe see this site but don't know what I do, I want them to understand. Last week I sent one out to the Second Amendment people that I touch and that I have worked with. Because I want them to know what this voice stands for. And hope that they want this voice to continue. So this week, and it'll stay up, the promotion is about life. And to remember the forgotten lives that have been tossed aside for convenience. So I just wanted to throw that out there you can go to GoFundMe.com. It's just that simple, GoFundMe.com. And it'll ask you to search, and all you put in is CSC Talk Radio, and mine is the first one to come up, CSC Talk Radio. It's the first one to come up. Well, I've watched this week once, and I want to go YouTube it and find it again. But there have been interviews with a woman, and she wrote the book, and they're doing a movie. It's a story of the serial killer, Kermit Gosnell, reveals the complicit pro-abortion rights media. What took place there in Pennsylvania, and the murders, not just of the unborn, but the mothers that had to go get repaired, and some died. And after the Women's March, I saw this woman interviewed on one of the Fox shows. I can't remember which one. And I would love, love, love to get her here and talk to her here. But she talked about what actually took place and what they found. And she talked about those that were killed by this man, the mothers, that no one talks about. That was killed in a butchering, botched up abortion. Abortion is not for saving lives. It is for taking life away. It is not health care. Prenatal care is health care. Planned Parenthood does not practice that. So the word parent is a little bit deceiving, don't you think? Life is a gift. A gift that we here in America seem to take for granted. Each life is special. Each life has something to add. Were you not encouraged by Gavin's words? Were you not inspired to show more love and less hatred by Gavin? We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Did you see any of the interviews from the president this week, his first interviews? If you did, I'd like to hear from you, see what you thought. There's been some other things going on, and you know there's going to be a March for Life. There is. It's probably going on right now. I think it'll be a wonderful, wonderful march. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Lisa, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
The Coming Battle, lost for 100 years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all Friday, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing today?
This is fine, but not quite as delightful as you are. Well, I've had some rough times here with family issues, but my son's in jail now, so where he belongs. He was a drug addict. Yeah. He's not doing drugs. He's safe. Anyway, let's talk about the subjects.
Okay.
One comment on abortion. The answer to abortion is adoption.
Yes,
that's what
is.
We did in the 50s. I can't remember when he talks about it.
Mm.
I don't know.
Well,
anyway, hear what it...
The pro-life groups talk about it a lot, but go ahead.
I hope we need to say more about it. The good thing about your show is a lot of people call in with solutions. Well, I got another subject, global warming. You know what the real hoax is? The real hoax is the idea we can do anything about it, and I'll tell you why. The Max Planck, this is scientific evidence, Max Planck Institute of Solar Research found out that the tipping point was reached in 1980. We could no longer do anything about it because the permafrost of the planet melted by 1980. Hmm. Now, the Arctic tundra and the Siberian tundra release more methane gas than we can hope to contain. What are we going to do, refreeze the permafrost? It's already going to happen. The party's over. Okay. There's nothing you can do to stop it.
Okay.
And I mentioned...
Did we cause it, in your opinion? Did we cause it, Roger?
Yes. I think the global industrial revolution caused the permafrost to melt. I mean, it took hundreds of years, but we finally got there. Aren't we great?
Well, anyway, you know, we do something, and then, you know, we don't realize for 100 years that it was a mistake a lot of times.
Mistake, yeah.
We see that with the chemicals in farming, you know. We thought it was a great breakthrough, and now we realize that it's damaging the ground, and there's debates on how much it is, but we know that it is somewhat. You can't put poison somewhere and not expect it to poison something. So, anyway, I appreciate it.
Another point, the tobacco industry. For 300 years, they used arsenate of lead as an insecticide. Well, guess what's in the arsenate of lead? The lead was impure. It had polonium-84 in it. It's radioactive. Mm. Oh, so now you have whole counties are saturated with poison, radioactive poison. They don't talk about it, do they? The KGB used polonium-84 to kill spies. You know why? If the spy was a smoker, you couldn't tell the difference.
Well, that's amazing. Okay.
Anyway, I'll let you go.
I appreciate it, Roger. Thank you. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I am doing just fine, Bethann. Thank you.
What's on your mind, sir?
This is in regards to pro-life. There's a pastor here in Rockford, Illinois, that did a song several years ago, and it's called The Cry of the Little One. And if I'm not mistaken, Full Life used his song for a while.
Oh, okay.
It's a beautiful song.
Okay. I have not heard that. Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. There are a lot of people.
His name is Pastor Keith Manley.
Keith? Did you say Keith as in K-I-E-T-H?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, have a great day.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you. Well, I don't know how, you know, when President Trump was being interviewed, he kind of brought up, at least with the ABC guy, David, he kind of brought up the march that's going to be taking place today. Is it today or tomorrow? I think it's today that they're doing the March for Life. And that may be another reason they had such a big turnout on the Women's March, because they did it on a Saturday. But anyway, he asked him if they were going to cover it. He said there'll probably be as many, maybe even more. Of course, they're getting into this crowd numbers thing again. But, you know, they never really will cover. The mainstream media stays away from pro-life marches. They didn't want to cover the bikers going to D.C., if you'll remember that. And they didn't really cover the truckers going to D.C. And it was a huge thing. It really, really was. And they don't like to cover the people that are going, that were, what do they call them, the overpass protesters. All nonviolent. All pushing for constitutionality and liberty. But they don't like to cover those. But when the women get out there and march with their vulgarity, they were there. Well, I think they're going to be forced to at least cover part of the March for Life, because Vice President Mike Pence is going to be one of the speakers. He's going to attend that, and it's going to make him up the security quite a bit. I am a little bit concerned. We need to be in prayer for this administration. We always should be. And I did. I did pray for President Obama. I did. But we need to be in prayer for those that are elected, whether you voted for them or not. Because they are the ones in charge. And they are the ones at the head of this country, and we need them. Well, this is the first time that a vice president has been at the pro-life march, the March for Life. This is the first time. The others came. They spoke via satellite recordings. But this is what an Indiana Right to Life president, Mike Fetcher, He sent New Life News, which is a very good site, lifenews.com, the following comments about Vice President Pence, who he knows very well. He says, Governor Pence is devoted to protecting the unborn and their mothers. Governor Pence's pro-life stance is more than a talking point. Governor Pence has put his pro-life position into action time and time again. Indiana is a better state for the unborn and their mothers because of Governor Pro-Life's leadership. Even before becoming the state's top executive, Governor Pence demonstrated his willingness to fight for the protection of life in a meaningful way. In Congress, Pence led the effort to defund the nation's largest abortion business, Planned Parenthood. Since becoming governor, this was written before he became VP, Governor Pence has advanced the pro-life cause through legislation and his administration. Under Governor Pence, there are four fewer abortion facilities. The state abortion rate has been steadily declining every year. The state is enforcing health regulations that protect women's health, and abortion doctors know they don't have a free pass. You know, Gosnell had a free pass, or so he thought. Among the pro-life measures signed by Governor Pence, it says during his tenure there, and it lists them. You know, abortion is going down, and it's not just because of the things that people like Governor Pence have done, but it is because of technology. The mother with carrying a baby, which is why abortion clinics do not want you to have ultrasounds. You can see that baby. You can see details of that baby that's growing inside you. And any mother who carries a life, you feel that life. You feel the baby get the hiccups. You feel the baby kick. Oh, my goodness, mine were kickers. Move. React. You know when they're sleeping. You know when they're not sleeping, and you wished it sometimes was they were sleeping when you were sleeping. It is a life, separate but connected to that mother. There is no denying. The Women's March held vulgar signs up about pieces and parts of their body, saying it's my body. Well, that baby has a body too. Even though it's connected, it is a separate life. Two heartbeats. Two heartbeats. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday. I've been talking about the sanctity of life. But we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. 5410, and we will be right back. My satellite provider was the last to support the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. Come late spring 2017, the change will be instituted to XDS receivers. This is not a choice. This is a must. A do-or-die situation for CSC Talk Radio. CSC Talk Radio is fighting for rural America. Nationally syndicated means CSC Talk Radio is heard on stations across this nation. $40,000 is needed for satellite receivers. An additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade and make compatible my studio equipment. It has been my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. I need your support, and I need your rescue now to keep CSC Talk Radio on the air. Please donate GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. Keep CSC Talk Radio alive, and let's continue to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go straight to the phones. Everybody waiting till the last segment to call. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Okay, Beth. You have been talking about the sanctity of life here in America, and as I've seen it, at least since the 1980s, two things have disturbed me since the early 1980s. The advent of all of the new commando movies, all of the commandos, all of the military movies, I could smell the smell coming, and it wasn't coffee brewing. I could tell that they were prepping us up for another war, and unfortunately, that's what they did 10 years later. But I equate the average American today, and it doesn't matter what age, although the younger people I think are a little bit worse than the older people are. With the same way that back in the black and white World War II movies about the World War II that were done back in the 1940s and 50s, how the Americans would always talk about the Japanese in particular, saying that they had no value on human life, theirs or anybody else's, and I'm afraid that's the way things have come here in America. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen that are listening here, you've got a wonderful, wonderful woman out there that puts her heart and soul, and she's put all of her own finances into getting this program on the air and keeping it up. She and Derry have done a wonderful job. I've been listening to them for close to 20 years, and I think the world of them both. And push has now come to shove, so let's not let Beth go off the air. Let's get some money, even if you can't spend more than $1, $1.50, put a 50-cent stamp on your envelope. put a dollar in it and send it to her, and let's keep her on the air and let's not let her go, because whether or not you think Donald Trump is the savior, he is not. It's up to him to maybe shine the flashlight in the right direction and give us some guidance. But you and I, the American people, are going to have to be the people that stand up and shoulder this, just like every other problem that's ever been corrected in this country. And we need to correct this problem this time and make such a display of it that when we correct it this time, those that have caused the problems will be much less likely to try and venture out and cause us problems again. So, Beth, thanks for everything you do. Send her some money. Keep her on the air. We appreciate everything you do, Beth. God bless you and your family, Jeremy and Brian and everybody that takes care of the radio. We appreciate you all. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
We're running out of time, so I'm going to keep going to the phones. We have John from Canada. John, how are you today?
Very good, thank you. I'd like to discuss an area that President Trump is not shining the flashlight on, and that is foreign language legislation that is discriminating against American products. And I'm saying that many things coming into Quebec, Canada, have to be in both languages, English and French. Yet, in Quebec, I can go to a store and buy products produced in Quebec that are only in French only.
Oh,
and
wow.
That discriminates and hurts the profits of American corporations because they have to incur the cost of translating everything into French and having it printed into French to have it shipped into the Quebec market, whereas many things in Quebec are in unilingual French only.
You know, that's something that, thank you for telling us about
that. President Trump needs to address foreign language legislation in Bill 101 in Quebec and C/6 in Quebec. He needs to address that.
Okay.
Also, too, he needs to address that girls who want to suddenly get pregnant on purpose so that they don't have to go to school to get training to be a nurse's aide or something, they should have the child. Don't abort the child. Have the child.
Absolutely.
But the state takes care of the child, and they find her a job. Then they take the cost of taking care of the child out of her wages, and the next time she won't be so anxious to get pregnant on purpose.
Yes, absolutely. We've got a lot of that going on, and we need to address that. It's a problem of the heart. I'm going to have to let you go because we're in the final segment. I've got calls piled up.
Thank you for your show. I listen regularly.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye
I appreciate
now.
That so much. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'd like to address the gentleman that was speaking of global warming. I would like to expose some faulty scientific thinking on some of the scientists and the people who want to believe that man is in charge of the global warming. I'm not so naive to say that mankind has not contributed to that, but there's one thing that, being a retired science teacher, we encourage students when they do a science project to have only one variable. And they are ignoring the biggest variable of all, and that's the output of the energy of the sun. Since we've been able to measure it, the sun does not put out the same amount of energy constantly. The size of the sun even varies. And, you know, that's the biggest controlling factor of global warming, period.
I really want to go into detail with this, but we're running out of time. You need to call back another time. Call earlier in the show because I really want to hear all that you have to say about that, because I have some questions that I want to give to you, if you don't mind. Call me back another time, if you could. Would that be worth?
I will save the number, and thank you so much for your program.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it so much. We have time for one more caller. We have Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm doing good. I'm lots better than I was a few weeks ago.
Good. With regard to these women who are protesting with regard to signs, there's one sign they had there was very repulsive to me, at least. It said, if Mary had had an abortion, we wouldn't have the problems with Christianity today.
They wouldn't have this mess. That's what they said. If Mary would have had an abortion, we wouldn't have this mess today.
The thing, too, with regard to your plight, with regard to finances because of the upgrade in technology, I would have to say, since you're one of the only shows I know of that deals with rural interests and concerns, I think future farmers of America might want to step in there and give you a hand with that upgrade.
Well, I hope somebody gives them a call because I haven't been able to get anybody in rural America to give me a help. You know, because, and I'll tell you why. I don't know about that organization, but a lot of rural America, a lot of people that are fighting like RCAF USA and some of these others, they're just as broke as I am, and it's just
difficult. I know, but the thing is, there's an untapped source there. You know, Take 5 minutes to get off the tractor and send you a money order for $20.
Thank you.
Okay? And then get back on the tractor and finish that row. Okay?
Thank you.
I'm on fixed income here. Okay? Now, if I can, I'm not saying I'm holier than thou, but if I can do it, these other people can do the same thing to help you.
I appreciate that, Therese, and
You have a good day.
You've sent me, she sends me a little bit every now and then, says, just because. Just because. Thank you so much. And
bye-bye.
I do read them. Thank you. I don't know what to say. We need to honor life. I'm here every day to try and honor life, to try and bring some kind of common sense. I don't always get it right. And we don't know what the future holds. But we know we can hold on to one another in the future and be stronger. And that's the only way we're going to truly bring America home.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights. politics and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.